Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the drought down under and their beef exports. Back on that in just a moment.
Warning. Continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours, and has long-lasting protection, and is dung beetle friendly, and is based on years of research, and has more than 40 million doses sold, and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times, and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include but are not limited to healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
At the beginning of 2015, Australian beef production and exports were expected to be well under 2014 levels, as the industry in Australia was expected to start rebuilding their breeding herd after a couple of years of drought-induced liquidation. Something similar that we've had, of course, in 2010, 2011 here in the United States, when we had a real drawdown in our beef cow herd because of drought here in the Southern Plains. We started to turn that around, obviously. 2014 was a year of growth for our beef cow herd, and now 2015, we're growing once again our mama cow herd here in the Southern Great Plains, especially Texas, Oklahoma, and the surrounding states. Erin Bohr is economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and she says that we anticipated that the Aussies were going to be slowing down quite a bit as far as their exports are concerned. Has not happened, though, until about now.
We had already gotten through our drought situation here in the U.S., but Australia was still liquidating historically large numbers, about 2.5 years of drought-induced increases in production. Everyone has been watching and knowing that these kill levels were not sustainable. So starting the year, Meat and Livestock Australia was expecting about a 14% drop in production and 20% drop in exports. But so far in the first half, we hadn't seen any slowdown materialize, and exports continued to outpace last year's record levels. But finally in July, we saw their exports come in line with last year, and then in August, they were actually down about 5% from last year's strong pace. This coincided with a decrease in Australia's kill numbers, which have slowed since June and are now running well below last year.
And Erin Bohr says the hope is that these numbers we're seeing in July, now August, will continue, giving us tightening supplies from Australia into the export marketplace and help narrow the price gap between U.S. and Australian beef in the Pacific Rim.
So as we look at smaller Australian supplies going forward, we do expect our competitiveness to improve in the Asian markets, especially places like Korea and Taiwan. We are already gaining market share. But where Australia really has advantages is Japan with their economic partnership agreement. They'll see more than a 10 percentage point tariff advantage next year. The other place where they'll maintain a clear advantage is China, where they have direct access and they're China's largest supplier. And of course, U.S. beef still remains out of that market. So two key areas where they maintain significant advantages, more on the policy side, but across the markets where we do have access, even though we'll still expect the strong dollar disadvantage, we know that our competitiveness on these Asia cuts is already improving.
Erin Bohr, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.